Welcome to Life of a Teen, a podcast that dives into the thoughts of teenagers on pressing topics as broad as leadership or as deep as mental health. Join Aaron, Quincy, V, Catherine, and Olivia in their exploration of their thoughts, experiences, and solutions. Today's topic may include discussion of intense subject matters such as suicide, substance misuse, and mental illness. This may be upsetting to some listeners. Please be advised and seek resources when needed.
Hello, everyone. Today, we're going to be talking about the pressure to succeed, especially like as a high school student. I'm super excited for this one. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like it's one of the more like relatable ones that people have many different experiences to. But at the same time, everyone feels the sort of pressure to succeed, pressure to do well in their life for themselves or someone else. And that's what we're going to dive into today. So I just want to start off with like you, Olivia and Aaron, like describe your pressure to succeed in high school and what you do.
Yeah, so I'll take that one first. Just a little bit background about myself. I've definitely been someone that struggles to say no to doing things such in the academic field. So if I'm presented with an opportunity to do a club or to do an extra credit assignment or just lead an assignment in general, I'm like, yes, I'm going to do it. I have to do it. And I don't know where that stemmed from exactly. I think it might just be the environment I was raised in since I had two older siblings. It's kind of like you jump at the opportunities that are in front of you. But when you kind of bite off more than you can chew, and I can definitely say that I've done that a lot, anxiety definitely builds up. So my pressure to succeed definitely stems from the fact of kind of pushing myself to this point of academic excellence or excellence just as a human being to get to this almost imaginary point that you put up in kind of just weird little bubbles. So it could be like getting an award or getting in a certain grade on the certain point system on the SATs or getting into a certain college that you're kind of striving for this goal that really you find out is not as important or as achievable as you think it is. So my pressure to succeed is definitely academic based.
I think success, the definition is achieving a goal like that you've set for yourself. It varies from location to place culturally. And I see many different types of success. Like in my family from Mexico, they would say success is having a family and just owning a house. That's their success. If you have a job, if you're supporting your family, there it is. Over here in the USA, it looks like going to college, then having a family, and so on. So it's definitely different. And trying to see what type of my success looks like, it's been very hard to figure out what I want. Because my family, they just want me to be a good person, and that's it. I have had to build my own idea of what success means to me, because they've given me free range. They say, do you, but I want to be better. And I put a lot of my own pressure on myself, and that is a monster. It gets scary, because if I don't fulfill one of my own goals, I get mad at myself, and I really should not. You know, say I want an award and I don't get it, the next week I'll be down. But I really shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's interesting you say that yours is more academic and yours is just like more pressure like on your success, on yourself about like different things, right? I think for me, my pressure to succeed in the past definitely like correlated with what Olivia said about the pressure to succeed like academically. But like I've talked to my parents about this, like I think that pressure definitely came from them. Like of course I want to do well in school. Of course I want to get like straight A's and stuff like that and be that kid, like get a really good SAT score. But like I grinded for that SAT. Like I took 10 practice tests like before the actual one.
That's a lot.
And then on top of studying for it, and then like didn't do as well the first time, and then study for the next one, and then I did well.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, but I remember you telling me the score that you got, and you did do well. Like, that's like, I know maybe not in your actual mindset you didn't think you did well, but like for a lot of people that would be a very high goal.
Right. So yeah, no, I agree. But I think like it was definitely more extrinsic for me growing up, especially academic wise. But now, as a high school like senior, I feel like that's like sort of transitioned into some like this sort of like intrinsic thing, intrinsic like pressure to myself. And it's not really about academics anymore. It's more about like, what am I doing for my future, or stuff I like really care about, like school right now in April as a high school senior. It just like not at the top of my list, but like starting on my school tennis team, I put pressure on myself for that because I've been working at that for the past couple of years. And then like, what am I going to do for the future? So I'm like working, I've started investing now, like stuff like that, to like build towards my future. And I put that pressure on myself, but I feel like we were talking earlier and Aaron said, that his best quality is getting things done. And I feel like when I put pressure on myself, that's intrinsic rather than having this sort of extrinsic pressure on myself, I get things done quicker. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. And kind of what you're talking about is kind of your motivation shifting. Like I would agree. I felt the same this year. Like I did not have the same experience. Like my mom did not put the same amount of pressure on me, even though like I might, I tell her everything about my grades because I put the pressure on myself. So if I was crying about a grade, then she'd be like, it's okay. Or, oh no, it's not okay. Like at a random moment, but it wasn't like a constant, like there's parents that are checking kids' grades every day or every week and just being on their back. And I don't think that's necessarily healthy. Cause I think it definitely builds that pressure to an extreme one. And you know that I know that they're already building it within themselves. And so I would say this year, yes, my thoughts kind of went away from academics and more to, yeah, the future. Like when I was talking about that goal at the beginning of the goal that you're trying to reach, mine was college, like getting mm-hmm. into college. So I got into college and I'm about to commit to college basically. So now I'm like, well, now what?
Yeah.
Like, what's my next pressure? And now I've been thinking, I'm like, I have to start over, like in college. Like it's no longer like I know my professors, I know my, like I have these friends, I have these grades already. No, I'm starting over. Like I could tank the first semester and just be out of my element. So now I'm like, oh, I can't let that happen. So now this new pressure kind of comes out.
But isn't that interesting how you're like trying to find a new pressure? How you like want, is it like that sort of pressure that kind of keeps you going in your tasks?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, because like I don't feel that academic pressure now. So I'm like, my mom kind of said it, you're like, you don't know your purpose right now.
Oh.
But like not, she didn't mean it towards this, but she means like you're just in this limbo of your purpose for the last year. You made it your purpose to get into this specific college or the college you wanted to go to because you know this would direct your life to a new path. So now you got into that college, you know your future is somewhat secured in that sense. So what are you working for now? And you're in this limbo and you're almost purposeless. But that's not really the case. You're not purposeless, but she was kind of putting it to that extreme point where you reached this goal, you basically succeeded, whether you think you did or not, you really did. What are you going to succeed at next?
Yeah, that limbo is super interesting because when I get there, I feel kind of weak. I'm like, well, that wasn't what I was expecting. I accomplished what I wanted, but I don't feel any different. Yet I put such high amounts of effort to succeed. But like after everything said and done, I was like, okay, what's next? I think it's, for me, it's definitely internal. I want to succeed. And what? The goal, the finish line keeps on moving further and further.
And I think this like kind of goes into a different type of conversation into like what pressure is. Because when I think about the word pressure, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like it has this like sort of negative connotation to it. But like as we were talking about, pressure, especially intrinsically, has proved like good for us. Has proved as a motivator to help us reach these goals and sort of like to help us, like now you're using pressure, Olivia, as a way to like kind of find your next purpose, right?
Yeah, and I would say this is what you would say about pressure in moderation. If you have too much of it, it's very unhealthy and it can cause awful damages to your mental health, your emotional health, just in general. It can really push you to the points of breaking. But if you have it in the specific quantity that's necessary, yes, it does give you that, well, why should I get up the next morning? like, why should I do? I mean, it varies for what your pressure to succeed in is. So it might be in sports. So what pushes you to go to the next practice? What pushes you to even try at that sport itself? So it does give you that kind of little kick, that little boost to kind of get motivated to continue. But if it gets to a point past that, just a kick or just a motivator, it becomes a very toxic, very detrimental thing.
So this like transitions into a good thing. So too much pressure, you said, could be bad for like mental health and stuff like that. Would you be able to elaborate on that either like from your own experiences or maybe like from friends or something like that?
Yeah, so I can talk personally kind of just about my own mental health. So since like seventh grade, like I've had some like family problems growing up. So that's definitely shaped me. And so I really did throw myself into my studies because I found that to be a good consistent and something, a good constant and something that I could control in life. So seventh grade, I was like, I'm not getting any B's from now on. And it's literally, people would look at me and be like, it's seventh and eighth grade. Like, this shows up nowhere, like nowhere. And I'm literally like, well, for some people, yeah, it does matter what classes you go into going into high school. But like, no, the college you're applying to is not getting your seventh and eighth grade report card, obviously. Not that that's the number one thing that matters. But to me at the time, and to me even now, like I would say, I'd be devastated if I finished off this year and for some reason just completely slipped up on my grades, because I feel like that they're very important to me. So that push was no longer a motivator. And I think it got out of control very fast, to the point of, oh, you're not going to bed until every single homework assignment done. You're not going to bed until you like know you're going to ace this test, kind of thing. So when you get into high school and the workload gets tripled and the courses get harder year by year, you can manage it for a little bit and then you can't anymore. So I my sophomore year, I started taking AP classes and I was doing the same method of, now I have 6 hours of homework each night. I'm not going to stop until I'm like confident. Like, this is a homework you could do probably in 3 hours, but I like would take those 6 hours to make sure it was perfect. And so what that caused me to have is like panic attacks and to not be able to sleep and not be able to eat because I was just so stressed out about making sure that I was on the right path and that I was gonna get that A the next morning. But when you get to that point where you kind of are almost lost, then you realize that you have to shift your perspective. So that's what happened to me. It caused me to take a step back, and now, okay, if I'm tired, I'm going to bed. Like, I'm going to bed, because this one homework assignment that probably will not be collected doesn't matter.
So, and this was a personal pressure, right?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, my mom, like, didn't really put, I mean, that sophomore year, I would have moments, because I put that pressure on myself, that, say, I would fail a quiz. Like, I would go in or fail it in my terms, or, yeah. Like, I would tell my friends, oh, I failed the quiz, but I didn't actually, like, fail it, but it became that point, though, when she did have to put a little bit of pressure on me, because I was struggling in some ways on just certain assignments, but holistically, I was fine, but, like, you go to the doctors, and they're like, how are you feeling, and you're just, like, or they ask you to, like, 1 through 5, how stressed out are you, and you're, like, 5, and you're a sophomore in high school, they're like, that's not good. Like, that's so, not good.
Small question then. Is your definition of success in grades an A+?
I would say that's the ultimate goal you're striving for, but I can say to myself that I think I was successful in high school, even though I did not always get an A+. Very rarely I got an A+, but that's a newer development, because I feel like, oh, I reached my goal and I didn't need to get to that point. But then I did get rejected from schools where I was like, if I tried a little harder, maybe I would have gotten in. But that's not, like, I tried the hardest I could.
Yeah.
Like, I tried the hardest I could, and I should be content where I've ended up, and I quite honestly am.
Congrats.
I really think that's, like, all that matters. It's like, I was like you, Olivia. Like, I wasn't really picky about, like, an A+ or an A-, but anything in the A range, like, yeah, for me is...
Oh, that 89. Frustrating. But that's still, I always would have to tell myself this, is that getting a C, it's so pressurized in our community now, not just our community, but globally.
At least where we live, yeah.
Well, at least where we live, a C is average.
It is.
Like, a C is, like, no, it really is, though. Like, it means you pass, and it means you're hitting the marks that you need to hit. But yet, we see it as, no, you need a lot of improvement.
Yeah.
Which is not true. You're hitting the bases that you need to hit to take in the information and make sure you understand it.
But that A looks just so nice on a report card.
It looks so nice, but I want the people that are listening to understand, though, that it's not necessary. Like, it does not, like, if someone asked me, define who you are or how have you succeeded, I wouldn't raise up my report card and be like, look at these grades, like, look what I did.
Right.
No, like, I would talk about the friends I've made, the how I've gotten stronger, or the things I've been a part of. I wouldn't be like, this is my grades, this is how I succeeded. Like, I don't think anyone really, most people wouldn't.
Now, again, like, this isn't to say, like, don't push yourself. Like, once you get, like, a C, you're okay. Because, like, I believe that, like, pushing myself to get those higher grades definitely, even though put, like, more pressure and, like, stress on me, it wasn't to the point where, like, I was, like, having, like, panic attacks or anything like you. So,
yeah.
Like,
well,
there's definitely...
I don't think anyone should tell you what you need to get.
Okay, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
it should be up to you.
What you think is good is what you think is good.
Yes.
But the most important thing is, like, how hard you work at it, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what I'm saying is, like, there's a lot of people who, like, I always use the example of my brother. Just super, super regularly, not regularly, just super, like, smart in general, where you tell him something once, he picks up the concept and he can apply it to things. Then, like, me, like, I kind of have that more than, like, other kids, but not near to his extent. So, like, my parents always used to tell me, like, wow, you're, like, really working at this so much more than he did when he was your age. You know, stuff like that. So, like, even though I needed to put in, like, 2 times the effort to get the same grade as my brother, I was still able to push myself and put in that effort. And, like, mentally, I wasn't, like, I don't, like, yeah, sure, mentally I was drained. Sophomore, like, once I got into high school and started taking, like, the harder AP, IB classes, where the assignments were just, like, a lot longer and harder and stuff like that. Like, I see what you mean. But, like, again, pushing yourself is the only way to, like, make yourself better in yeah. any aspect.
My story, a little bit about my background, is I used to be a special ed student. I had a IEP, which means a individual education plan, and that I had once in second grade all the way till freshman year. And that was really tough because my parents don't care about grades. And I live in a society where everyone cares about grades. So it's been a battle between caring and not. Because I didn't have a hard time letting go of an assignment if I didn't complete it. I'm like, okay. And sorry, didn't pass it, didn't teach. But that internal pressure of wanting to get something done, it helps. It hurts sometimes. And it's finding that balance between, do I want to get it done, or is my mental health more important? And I want to prioritize my mental health more than my grades, my status in the school.
And I think that's super important to bring up, because I know, like, some of my friends, like, clinically have been, like, diagnosed by professionals with, like, anxiety disorders or like depression and other mental illnesses and disorders like that. And that, like, stems from high school. And I think something that I've learned to do, especially, like, during quarantine, and maybe you guys can, like, talk about this too, that I talk about with a lot of my friends, it's just, like, choose very carefully what you decide to care about.
Yeah,
and just that itself will take away so much more pressure and stress. So, like, one example is, I have a friend, and she, like, legitimately cared about everything, like, social wise, you know, like, some like distant friend wouldn't invite her to something, and she would get, like, super worked up about it and stuff like that. And she was, like, diagnosed with all these things, and she had a horrible, like, she would miss days of school because, like, she had to go to, like, therapy and stuff like that. And, like, that's insane, right? When you think about that as a high schooler. And now she's so much more healthier, and I was talking to her yesterday, And it was really just because, like, she stopped caring about things that she deemed weren't worth caring about anymore. So if she wasn't invited to something, she would just think of, like, I'm not going to see this person after 2 months for the rest of my life. I'm not going to talk to this person. So why does it matter? So I think that's helped me a lot in, like, just, like, not caring. It's, like, it's a very demeaning way to say, like, talk about things. But we're talking about, like, school right now, and we're, like, senioritis, man. Yeah. Like, stuff's kicking in.
It's getting tough.
I mean, it's definitely hard to kind of talk about a pressure to succeed without being, like, you shouldn't care about the things that don't matter. You know what I mean? Right. And it's hard to classify what doesn't matter, because it differs for everyone, and you don't want to say something does matter or something doesn't matter when it will be...
It's different for everyone. Yeah,
it will be different for everyone. So it's just important to look inward and be like, what's healthy for me to focus on? Is it healthy for me to focus on?
It's a good way to put it, actually.
Yeah. Is it healthy for me to focus on getting this A? If it is, how healthy is it? Is it for me to focus on to this degree? Like, is it healthy for me to think about it 24/7? No. Is it healthy for me to think about it in the time I'm in that class? Maybe, as long as it's not taking your focus away. So it's about finding this degree on the spectrum of, is it important to think about, is it important to care about, and how much is it important to think or care about? And that's how you find that healthy balance. And I think just us talking about this made me think about a quote I know by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And it's not the destination, it's about the journey.
Yes.
So it's just making sure that when you get to that place where you think this is the success, are you going to turn around and look back and see just absolute carnage?
A battlefield
behind you? Or are you going to look back and see a journey that you actually enjoyed to get to the point you wanted to be at?
That's great.
Thank you, Aaron.
I think this leads into, who are your friends? And what do their successes look like? Because we all have, like, that person that we talk to, or a group of people, and we talk about our futures. And it can look radically different, but we all have the same methods of how we want to accomplish our goals. And what V was talking about of, what are your motivating factors? Like, what really matters? I think what your friends care about affects you. Because if they don't have high expectations, if they don't have the same philosophy type as you, it gets really hard to feel some pressure. Because if there's now driving into, where can I get pressure from? If no one feels it, it's internal. You need to find that. And your friends play into a role of, let's do this together. Let's have fun with this.
So are you saying that, like, what your friends care about, because they're your friends, like, becomes what you care about?
Yes.
I mean, I could agree with that to a point.
I agree. I feel it.
It doesn't always happen that way. Like, for me, I would say, like, if my friends do care, like, they might not care about, not education, but, like, grades as much as I do, to the same degree, because we'll be in different classes, whether that's level-wise or just interest-wise. But what I think you need is friends that are understanding.
But I would like to say, do you guys compare your grades?
We talk about them grades, but if my friend has, like, a better or worse grade than me, I'm not, like, going to be telling them, like, wow, you're an idiot. Oh, I will say that, but, like, in a joking way.
It's just how we talk. Like,
it's fine.
No, but, great, like, friends. I know what you're talking about. Like, I would say in eighth grade, yeah, I used to be like, oh, like, I got a 990 and you got, like, an 85. But, like, now it's not like that. Like, now it's like, ugh, I got this grade. I'm not happy with it. My parents are not going to be happy, or I'm not happy with it. Or, yay, I got this grade and I'm so excited. Or, I did not study at all for this test. I'm going to bomb it. Like, it's no longer like, hey, look at my grades and look how I'm doing better or worse than you. Like, it's no longer that. Because if your friends are doing that, that's not healthy. That's not okay. Like, they're putting pressure on you to be better than them just so they can judge you. So... it's about people understanding where you're at and what you want to succeed at, and making sure they're looking out for you.
I agree with that point a lot.
Looking out, your friends looking out for you, and seeing if you're actually getting to your success, if you're following the right footsteps.
And doing it healthy, like, in a healthy way.
No one likes toxic friends.
So when I said, like, oh, like, you're an idiot, like, with my friends, like, we don't really talk about grades that often. But, like, if I have, like, a friend who's struggling with something and, like, stuff like that, like my friends are one of the things that I choose to care about. To me, like the most important thing in life is the people you choose to care about. Like that's the first thing you should take care of. So like I'll be the one to say like, oh, if they're like not doing well in like algebra 2 or something, and that subject just really connects with me and I'm good at it, I'll ask them like, oh, do you need help with this or something like that? And I think like where that ties into this sort of like pressure to succeed conversation is like, again, just what do you choose to care about? So if I'm choosing to care about my friends, right, I have a pressure, like a sort of intrinsic pressure upon myself to help them. Would you guys agree with that? To the yeah. people you like care that. About?
Me too. I know I care a lot about my friend Matthew, just because like we've grown over quarantine together, and what he cares about, I care about just a little.
Right.
And it falls off from there. I think that it's always good to know what your friends are up to.
Mm-hmm.
And to care about their goals, because you can help support them.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that also. And I think it's, I know this is not exactly what you're asking, but it goes to the friend conversation. But I find it very hard to teach what you like preach. And I know that's like a,
ooh, yeah.
I know that's like a religious way, I guess, of putting that, but I just can't find another way to put it. But when your friends are like struggling in a specific way, and you're struggling with the same thing, I find it very hard. Like, I'll offer them advice that's good advice. That's like, oh, you got this grade and you're unhappy with it. No, it doesn't matter in the whole life scheme, like long time scheme.
Then you'll think about it.
But then, but what if I do that and they say the same thing to me? I'm like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you are crazy. So kind of, I don't know if you guys can kind of talk to this, like if one of you feel the same way, which I assume you do by just your reactions, but how do you kind of get out of that? Because I think a lot of listeners probably struggle with the same thing.
I think that's such a great point. I was watching this like video the other day, and it was like this person asking, like interviewing like himself, and it was like, oh, would you like do anything for your friends? It's like, yeah, I'll wake up at like 2 a.m. for my friends, do anything for them. Yeah. And then he's like, do you think your friends would do that for you? It's like, yeah, I have a great set of friends. I think they'd do like the same exact thing for me. And he was like, well, you're feeling super down. Why don't you like go FaceTime them right now? Like, are you crazy? I don't want to put my baggage on them. Like, exactly. What are you talking about?
I don't want to bother them right now. Like, they're struggling. Why do they have to worry about what I'm struggling with?
Right. So, I mean, it's like kind of hypocritical to yourself in a way.
Yeah,
and exactly. I think that's an interesting point to make, Olivia. So, like, whatever you think your friends would be okay with, if you think you have like a good set of friends and you feel like they would make you feel better, I think reaching out, it would be like a really good thing to do.
Yeah, like I don't find difficulty reaching out, but I do find when they give me the advice, I just don't want to take it, because I find that, no, if I'm complaining about this grade, I know I could do better, but I would tell them a different thing if they were in my shoes. Like, no, don't listen to what this person said or what this parent said to you. Like, that's not true. They're just taking out their anger. But yet if one of my friends, or not one of my friends, just someone said something mean to me, I'd be like, well, why would they lie to me? Like, why would they be lying about, like, they said it, so they meant it, you know?
I think we all have this bar. Like, if I know I need to get like a solid 87 on something, I must get to that bar. And if I don't, and someone says, it's okay, you just got an 85. No, it's not okay.
But I think that's okay to a certain extent. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, push yourself to that if you can.
That's definitely great. I like the idea of vulnerability and trying to get people to understand that if you're having an off day and you can't meet that standard, then you're chilling. That's human.
No, it's. Mm-hmm. I think it's natural to not reach your goals a lot of the time. And I think it's then you pick yourself up and keep trying to reach them. And that's where the journey plays in. But
that's what matters.
You cannot do it to the extent where you're hurting yourself, like whether mentally, physically. Like, if you are doing it to that point, like, you have to talk to someone. And like, I'm going back to what I was talking about myself. I didn't ask for help from anyone. Like, I didn't get to that point where I was drowning in anxiety and was like, mm-hmm. I need to talk to someone. No, a teacher pulled me aside and was like, I can see you're not acting the same way. Like, wow. How can I, like, something's up. And I'm just like, I just need to get this grade on this thing. I need to do well. And she's like, no, you don't. Like, you are doing perfectly amazing. And I know who you are. And I know what kind of person you are because I had them for 2 years as a teacher. Ended up being three. But they were just like, I know who you are as a person. And you getting this one grade on this test, or even holistically getting this same grade as your final grade, this will not change your path because you're going to be successful because of who you are. And that's not your grade. And I think that's important to know that you succeeding in that field of getting your goal will not stop you, whether you succeed or don't. That will not stop you from success in the long run. Right.
So I think sort of like the last thing we want to like talk about for this is, just say you do get to that point where you have so much pressure on yourself, whether it's intrinsic or extrinsic, what can you do to help calm this pressure?
I'll speak to that is, and this is what I talk to when I've talked to health classes about things such as like suicide prevention or mental health. Like, what I tell them is, I didn't ask for help, but someone noticed I needed help. That will not always be the case.
Yeah.
There will not always be someone to notice for me or notice for you. And that's a very rare thing. And you hope that like the people in your life will be able to notice, but it's not up to them because they're struggling too in their own way. But if you're hurting, you're not failing at your goal or failing at life if you ask someone for a break, like from a break from getting to that goal. That goal will still be there. That goal is not going anywhere. That's permanent. Like, that goal will always be there. You are not permanent. You will not always be here. So if you're hurting yourself to get to that goal, you're not going to reach that goal. Like, there's no way you're going to reach that goal if you're struggling so much where it's breaking you down. And if you even do somehow reach that goal, it will not be what you've wanted. It will not be what you wanted. So if I suggested anything, it's just talk to your friends about how you're feeling. Talk to your friends about things that are bothering you. And talk to people that you just trust if you need help. Like saying that, oh, I'm very anxious, I'm very sad, I'm whatever, insert emotion, that it's okay to be like, oh, maybe I need to talk to a therapist, maybe I need to get on medication, maybe I need to do this, try to find happiness. Do it. It's necessary. You have to do it.
Please talk to someone before you start medication.
Yeah. Don't get, obviously, prescribed medication is what I mean by medication. Yeah.
I would like to say that life is tough. It's super rough. And we put on a lot of pressure on ourselves without realizing it. Like, seniors right now, the biggest thing that we have is, like, college. What are we going to do? And that might be a big one, but smaller ones is trying to stay positive for others. I think it's okay. It's perfectly fine if you need a break to turn off that face and just like frown for a little bit. I think another pressure is trying to eat healthy all the time. It's okay to take a cheat day. There's so many little things that we do that just crush us over time that we can start straying away from, whether that is just your regular lifestyle or something big. I think it's okay to take a day off, to remember that reaching out is one of the biggest tools you have to stay positive, to stay mentally sane, and it will help you in the moment, short term and long term. So my one piece of advice would be reach out, grab a friend, sit them down and say, hey, can we please talk? I'm not feeling the best because there's so much on my plate. Could you help relieve me?
And I just want to say something just before V, you like tie it up with what you're, the last thing you said. Something going into high school that I think I needed to know is you have days where you can take absences, like you have a certain amount of absences you can take because you're not going to get sick all those days because you're going to need those days sometimes for a bunch of different reasons. So if you're someone that's in high school or going into high school, take a mental health day.
Yes.
Like, a mental health day is so amazing. And this is not like you being home all day and doing homework. No, it's you being home, catching up on rest, eating well, just relaxing. And obviously not having these every day, because if you have them every day, then they're no longer a special thing. Mm-hmm. They become everything in too much becomes an issue.
Yes.
But having these mental health days, taking them is a great way to have that mental check on yourself.
Yeah, so I mean, for me, like, just try different coping strategies. like something's going to work different for everyone. Like for me, my, I mean, it's interesting in New Hampshire where it's cold for 8 months, but I have a basketball hoop in my driveway. And especially like during quarantine, I'd just be like shooting hoops like for an hour every day. And that really helped me sort of like de-stress from all this like pressure. Cause like that, those like first 3 months of like online school with like AP and IB courses were a lot of work. So I think in conclusion today, put pressure on yourself for the things that you care about, but find that balance. Be mindful of how much pressure you're putting on yourself, but at the same time, push yourself to be the best person you can be.
Yes.
Exactly. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed and we'll tune in next week. Coming from Making It Happen in Manchester, have a great day, everyone.